Thank you. I give you my peace. Before we start in prayer, I just wanted to update everybody. Blazar and Sandy are in Bellevue, Washington. Sandy's dad was in a motorcycle accident. He has two broken wrists and a broken pelvis. Yesterday, they did surgery on one of his wrists, and then today, they're going to do his pelvis, and then they're going to do his other wrist on Monday. He also has a brain bleed, and they're waiting to see how he recovers from these surgeries, but they believe that he will be okay in time. And Blazar asked me to tell all of you that he loves you very much, and I would ask everyone to please pray for everybody involved with this situation. Okay, and let's start in prayer. Kind Father, we come before you, and we first bow our hearts and our heads before you, and we say thank you. Because, Father, it is because of you that we come together in this evening hour as guardians, as your children, and we look forward to these moments once a month where we can spend time with you and Jesus at HS, and you can instruct us, you give us a special word, and then we have topics to discuss, religions to learn about, and things that edify our heart and soul. And in the time where we are not able to always physically attend the services, these moments for us are very precious because they feed our soul, they excite us, and they provide for us the nutrients that we need to move forward with our tasks. See the hearts of those who have gathered around us. We are thankful that they serve and stand by our side. We do not ever take them for granted, and never do we ever forget that they are in our circle. We pray for them daily, and we continue to pray for them, for all the struggles that they have physically, financially, spiritually. The difficulties that we all carry, Father, are our own, and you give us the strength to bear them, and we say thank you for that. Provide your blessing on our evening. We pray for peace. We pray that nothing foreign weasels its way into our meeting either, and that, Father, we are mindful of our hearts and what goes on with what we say and how we act, and that, too, Father, you'll provide guidance through the words that we will share with the team. We pray for those, as we just spoke of, for Sandy's dad and the difficulties that he struggles through with his health. There are healing angels that we would ask that you would send to provide for him what he needs, as well are those others in our circle that are suffering under different illnesses. You too will step in when the time is right, Father, and restore them to their health. Thank you for all that you do, Father. We do not take those things for granted, unseen, that you are constantly doing. But we want you to know how much we love you and appreciate you. And if there is something I've forgotten, then I know you will cover it. And know how much, Father, we love you and appreciate you. And as always, we pray in accordance with your will. And in your name, please hear us. Amen. Okay. I met with Father, and this is what he asked me to share. Dear guardians and my children in attendance, welcome. Many years ago, I formed this team for my son. Over the years, many have come and gone. Those who have remained are steadfast. The word steadfast means resolute, firm, and unwavering. Those who have remained steadfast are the ones in time that we will build the rest of the team off of. To build a house, you must have a firm foundation. If it is weak or has cracks in it, it will all crumble to the ground. The cornerstone of this team is Triland. He has not wavered from serving me. This is why the foundation is squared. Over the years, he has been teaching you and training you. I have also given many of you your own tests and trials to teach and train as well. All of this is needed for the team to be secure. No one can do this on their own, but together you will all do great things in my name. I have held back with much information in the past because I did not want to overwhelm you. You can now see how the world is shifting towards evil and serving Satan. This is not a coincidence. This is the end time. The world will now start to spiral downwards. Countries will be overthrown by other countries. More wars will break out, and many natural disasters will befall the planet. Through all of this, what is the main thing that will remain a constant? It is you. Currently, the church is in disarray. The brothers, once again, are trying to make everyone happy, neglecting me and my will. Soon this will also change. The rift that Trilin and I have spoken of many times will now begin. Many believe the church should go in this direction, and others the opposite. You will all stand behind Trilin, remain silent, and wait for his direction. There is nothing to be worried about. I have told you this many times. Do not get caught up in the world's politics or the church's. You must never be swayed. You have been taught well by me and Trilin. You must always trust your gut, feeling, and follow your heart. Your families will remain safe under my care and protection. Worry not. Continue to meditate. Continue to work on your shortcomings. I need all of you to go into the center of your minds and train with the archangels. This is not a request. It is a command. Please, this is vital. You must know how to fight and protect yourselves better spiritually and physically. Do not get all bent out of shape because I said physically. You will understand in time. Again, I am not sharing everything with you, but as you can well see, I have shared much today. I will spend time with Trilin and tell him more that he will share with you. Be patient and do not nag him. Trust in me. Trust in your teaching, experiences, and training. Know that again, I have already seen your success. I will always love you, be well, and do as I have asked. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Or something they'd like to add?
Why can't we nag you? That's a little disappointing.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. Well, you can try. But I will meet with him and find out what that's all about. I also wanted to expound a little bit on where he said he has also tested and given you your own trials. I know that some of you, when you accepted the invitation to be on the team, right after that, Father took your job away. Some of you, he took your health away. Some of you, he took your money away. And then he's also tested you in ways that only you are aware of. And I just wanted everybody to know that I appreciate that you've continued to stay with me and go through this with me, because I'll be honest, I've said in the past, I can't do this on my own. I'll be honest, I never asked for a team, and now I'm very thankful that I have all of you. I'm going to stop now because I'm going to get all emotional. I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional. All right. I have a deeper understanding, just a brief thing I wanted to share with you. The apostle for the states spoke about Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. A lot of people seem to think that when that statement comes out, they're talking about the fellowship for that part, that it should be fellowship with us as a congregation, with our families, and yes, that is. But a lot of people don't realize that the fellowship part has a lot to do with spending time with Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, allowing them into your house, allowing them into your heart. In breaking of bread, this is not just we get together in a fellowship and we eat and we get larger as new apostolics. No, that's not what it is. The fellowship and the breaking of bread also have a lot to do with Holy Communion. And that's why that's been an integral part that's been missing over the last 4 months, because we haven't been able to always get that or celebrate that. And then in prayers, we need to continually be in prayers, not just for ourselves, but for one another. But ultimately, we've also brought up in the past that if you're not praying for yourself, you're doing yourself a disservice. There is so much that is coming down the pipeline that Father hasn't shared with us. And there isn't anything wrong with you and I in asking Father to give us extra strength to bear whatever it is that's coming. I have no fear in my heart. I am not concerned about anything that Father said to us today. Even he reassured us, don't get all bent out of shape because he spoke of us protecting ourselves more physically. Our whole being can trust and rely on Father, period. Does anybody have anything they'd like to comment on or add?
Just a quick comment. When he said that now is the end time, my heart broke a little bit because we've been talking about it, haven't we? And now to hear him say that, it's sad in a way, but I'm excited because it's the start of what we've been preparing for and what we've waited for as a church for ever, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not afraid. I thought I'd be afraid. And honestly, I can say I'm not afraid. Now, again, I'm by myself. I don't have a family that I have to take care of. There's a different level of understanding that I have versus those that have family and kin that they have to provide for. So, but, it's interesting. I thought there'd be a different feeling in my heart when Father finally said, okay, it's starting. And I don't know, I'm confident, which is a surprising situation for me personally. But
yeah, it's a very sobering moment. We've often heard that all these things that we are now experiencing are going to happen. Scripture speaks of it. But then when Father actually brings it out that it's now happening, it kind of puts us on edge. But as he said, we've been trained. So we're going to rely on our training and our faith in him. And we're going to work through whatever comes up. And I'm thankful that I have all of you to work with me through it all. Anybody else?
I, for one, say that I'm glad that he said that. I said that this week, and as soon as I said it, I said, I have no right in saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Apparently you do.
I'm off the hook now. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Trisus has prepared a portion for our religions. It's on the Christian Reformed Church. So, Trisus, take it away.
All righty. So, I tried to distill down or boil down onto a couple, 3 pages or so, what this movement is. It's really complicated, and I have the handout that I put together, and again, I spent probably 4 times, 5 times more on this one than I had in others because there are so many websites on this. I ended up having to use mostly from the Wikipedia site, which I really hate because it can be conjecture and opinion. But when you look up Christian Reformed Church or anything like that, you get every local church's website. And I'll explain why that is in a minute, but there's a surprise in it at the end that I think Tryland will think is interesting. But basically, the Reformed movement happened around the same time as the Lutherans broke off from the Catholic Church. The Christian Reformed is based out of the Netherlands. They based their theology on the Calvinist convictions. What I'm going to do next month is I'm going to go over Lutheran and Calvin and go over those instead of going specifically on one religion. I want to delve into that time because it happened around the same time our church during the mid-1800s was founded or reawakened or our apostles were given the Holy Spirit. And I want to cover that as a history so we can get a better understanding of why there were so many schisms and ideas. But the church in the Netherlands basically broke off and decided, hey, this is what I want. I don't want to be Catholic anymore. And there was a group of ministers and members that in the mid-1850s said, you know what, we need to even break off even further. Let's go to the new land and let's go to North America. And they landed pretty much in Michigan. Every church that I tried to find more details on had a Christian Reform church or something along that line. Say it again.
Oh, I said interesting.
Yeah, in Michigan. So there, the beginning of the pamphlet or my flyers basically starts out, the Reform movement in the Church of Europe would itself splinter over differences in belief or practice, often by nationality. Which is interesting, and I never even thought about that. Back then, that's what you did. Some groups kept the name Reformed, and others called themselves Presbyterians, which we've heard before, or other names. But the influence of the Reformation as a whole continued to spread, first across Northern and Central Europe, and then across the ocean, with its first settlers out in the New World. And I put in there, I put, our denomination has its roots in the Netherlands, because it was a perfect paragraph from one of the local churches. That's why it sounds odd. I left that our in there, not meaning our is our church, but theirs. The Christian Reformed Church in North America, or the CRCNA, or CRC, is a Protestant Christian denomination. And the Dutch Reformed Church of the Netherlands is where they find their basis. In the mid-70s, they joined many other chapters. So the New Apostolic Church is unique in where our churches all belong to one big church, but it's all the same, no matter where we go in the world, okay? Our word comes from the chief apostle, and then it's disseminated down. The Reformed churches joined different organizations, and in the 70s, they joined the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, or the OPC. They joined the North American Church, the RPCNA, the Reformed Presbyterian Church, and so on and so on and so on. So there's different organizations, and they decide what we're going to believe or not. That's basically when I, after weeks of going through it, I was like, oh, they all basically, you know, understand the same thing. And they had to come to an understanding based on the original views of what Calvin decided was going to be God's command for his religion. I have a theology section. I'll read through just the major points because it's interesting, and I want to read it because all of the churches talk about Calvinism, and Calvinism has 5 points. Point one is the total depravity of man. And I love how they put that. Sin has affected all parts of man, period. Every part of it is sinful. The second one is unconditional election. That is, God does not base his election on anything he sees in the individual. He chooses the elect according to the kind intention of his will without consideration of merit within the individual. We've always heard that we don't become part of the faithful or part of the elect through our will, it's only his, and they put it out as unconditional election. The third is limited atonement. Now, this is interesting. They believe Jesus died only for the elect, not for everybody. Although Jesus' sacrifice is sufficient for all, it will not work unless you're saved. Okay, well, that's interesting they put it, and that's hard. A hard fact throughout all of the different churches, the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth that I found. The fourth point is irresistible grace. When God calls his elect into salvation, they cannot resist. God offers to all people the gospel and a message. This is called the eternal or external call. And the last one is perseverance of the saints, or perseverance of the saints. You cannot lose your salvation. Because Father is elected, the Son is redeemed, and the Holy Spirit has applied salvation. Thus, those saved are eternally secure. Interesting. Very interesting how they are very exact on what they believe and who can be and what can be defined as a saved Christian in this church. It's interesting. They believe similar, like we have the Apostles' Creed. They also believe in the Nicene Creed, which we believe in our churches based on that as well, based on the Council of Nicaea. We've heard about that. I'll expound next month on exactly what that is. And then there's a third one, Athanasian Creed. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm going to look it up. Basically, it was a 4th century bishop that was a defender of Trinitarianism. Again, that's all I went into it. There were mounds and mounds and mounds of paperwork that I could go into, but I'm going to expound on that next month on what their actual doctrinal standards are. pardon me, I have a horrible cough today. they govern themselves based on the Presbyterian form of church political organization. We can read more of that, but interesting, the church offices are based in Grand Rapids in the United States and Burlington, Ontario, for North America. The churches are predominantly located in areas of Dutch immigrant settlement, including Brookfield, Wisconsin, Western Michigan, Chicago, Leiden in Washington State, and they list all others. 75% of the congregations are located in the United States, while the remaining 25% are in Canada. They call a lead minister to preach, and each church or location is self-sufficient. Basically, they are governed under their own, whereas each one of our churches, our money goes up to the national and then to the international. Each one of the organizations is itself a church, and then they give some funding to the national organization. They list some prominent members. Interesting enough, I want to read the last one. Bill Hybels, pastor of the Willow Creek Church in Illinois. Now, Trilyn and I are very familiar with the Willow Creek Church. It's a mega church. Joel Osteen has nothing on this guy. It's huge. In fact, we get caught many times on a Sunday because Barrington Road is the only church egress out. And if you're anywhere there where Sam and Liz would live, you'd get caught in an hour and a half traffic jam as they let out their 5,500 to 6,000 members after a church service. The organization itself is huge. Like I said, the many websites, like if you pull up the NAC website, each church, like Chicago, would have one. Sorry? Oh, just over talk. But I'm gonna try to give more information on Calvin views when I do the Lutheran and split off. The biggest church Trilyn had is what's the difference between the first church, the second church, the third church, the fourth. It had to do with literally the number of churches in that community. So if the congregation got too big or there was an argument and Joe didn't like what Stan said, forget you, I'm going to go start a second church. I'm going to take some of your members and we're going to have a second church. And then sometimes the second church would get too big and they would argue the first and second who would get to be the third one or the fourth one. I've seen some towns have 8, 9, 10. All of them follow the Reformed doctrine. All of them pretty much speak English. Now, there's a few original churches that still will have church services in Dutch, which is interesting because we always joke about you couldn't be a new apostolic back in the 1900s unless you spoke German, right? I don't know. We used to joke about that, maybe only in the German families, but it's interesting that they had a huge argument with how church services should go at the same time in the 1900s because you weren't being a good, you know, Reformed member unless the service was in Dutch, but they found out that they got more members if they started speaking in English. So that is in the nutshell what the church is. It's, I try to stay out of the rabbit hole. This one is probably, you think, well, he didn't really talk much about it. There is so much data on it. I wrote a couple pages. I'm going to create some more. And I'll go into it more next month because I want to talk in general why there was so many breakups during that time period. If you look up anything about this type of organization or the church itself, they all have different ideas of locally what their correct church should be. So they talk about how they're all part of one organization. In my opinion, reading, they all have their own views. And they all have their own ideas. I think Trilyn and I, if you remember, I can't remember, Kira, do you remember that church that we went to, that she brought us to? That was a Reformed church.
Really?
They belong to that, yes. And wow. I didn't know it, but that service was pretty loose. And we sat there, and it was nice. Everybody was friendly, but it's a pretty, I don't know how I'd say it, cheerleader type service, where everybody, you leave feeling good, but there really was not that much religion or
teaching of faith.
Not enough faith upliftment, not enough God. I don't know how to describe it. We've all probably sat in friends' churches, and we sat there like, oh, this is nice. Everybody's friendly. You leave and go, that was it? They didn't even talk about Jesus. You know, they talked about, at the time, the ALS water challenge was happening, so everybody ran out of the church to watch the minister get doused with ice water, which that was the main topic of the service. But I don't get why they talk about it. Anyway, I'll bring more into, again, next month, what they talk about. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up Calvinism versus Lutheran beliefs versus New Apostolic. I'm going to do a comparison so that we can see. Because when we start talking about what we all have in common, that's easy. We have to know what we don't have in common. Because we could very easily agree, oh, yeah, we believe the same thing. But we really don't. Like in this case where, you know, perseverance, or perseverance of the saints, you cannot lose your salvation. I beg to differ, you know, and limited atonement, and Jesus only died for the elect. Really? I thought Jesus died for everybody. So I'm going to put up a graph of what this organization believes versus the other ones. And we can get a better understanding of where we're going to be working from in the future. But does anybody have any questions or anything that I ask now? All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, I asked, I sent an email out titled Helping Me Help You. And a number of you responded, and I wanted to say thank you. My initial plan was to tabulate what everybody had written and then sent an email out. But then I thought I would rather just use this meeting now to discuss. I gleaned seven things that a lot of you pretty much said the same thing, just so you know. And I thought maybe we could take each one and we could discuss it and talk about it. So the first one was for our team meetings, a lot of folks feel disconnected as the month passes, and they wanted to know if we could all turn on our cameras so that we could actually see each other during the team meetings. So I'll open that up. How does everybody feel about having to actually look nice for the team meeting? Go.
I'm good with it. Don't expect much, but I'm good with it.
Yeah, I can say the same thing.
I'll do my hair, I guess, on Sunday.
Beautiful. Just have to be wearing clothes.
I think it's nice. You know, with the minister's meeting, they have one every Thursday night, and everybody's on it, and it you get used to it, you know. So it's, and it'd be nice to see people, for sure. And in our small groups, people make that same comment.
Okay.
We're about to have a baby. So I don't know how that's going to go.
Well, we don't need to see that live. So that's
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know what we're going to be doing and how everything's going to go.
That's fine.
Okay.
Play it by ear.
Okay.
Play it by ear. Anybody else?
Although that would be a good background in the meeting, that they had the, you know, midwife telling her to breathe, and then you hear the God messages from God, that might be a good soothing comfort for her.
I'm talking about if he's like screaming or crying or like we need to do something. Oh. You want to watch me change a diaper? That's fine. I mean, I can do that. But
you're not scaring me.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to scare anybody, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's nothing new. We hear that in Atmos's area. All right, cool.
So Might as well just get her introduced right away.
There you go. All right. So next month, then, we will all turn on our cameras and look pretty for each other to the best of our ability. The second thing that a lot of you said, almost all of you said, was that you would like me to spend more time with you. I need to know, let's open it up for discussion. Are you, because then in that same vein, someone said, is it possible to do a one-on-one with each guardian and spouse on a monthly basis for 15 to 30 minutes? So let's open that up. What would you like? What does that mean? Who is interested in that? I'm throwing it out there.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
I wrote that for sure. I put it this way. We have had the blessing and privilege that you've lived near us. So we've spent a lot of time with you. And that is invaluable. And I think when I wrote it, I said it'd be nice if everyone could have that opportunity. But I didn't necessarily say a way, but it'd be nice for everybody if they did.
I'm with you. Yeah, I agree with Q. And our current situation is usually during the meeting. Well, absolutely during the meeting, the boys are getting, you know, baths, teeth brushed, and ready for bed. So it's typically, you know, just me and Danielle doesn't get to listen to it live all the time. And like you said, Q, you know, we've had the blessing of being able to be with Triland and Starlight, you know, almost at will before the whole virus thing hit. So we've realized how precious that time was, because I think we took it a little bit for granted, which we never should have, but we did. So we now understand what it is to miss that time. And I agree with you, Q. Everybody should have that opportunity. It's very precious.
Okay.
So would everybody just then pick a subject, like have you just talk with them, or would that be better? Like if you wanted to spend time with him, you would pick something that you want him to expound on, or you mean just physically?
We could just talk. If you wanted to just have us call you, Starlight and I, we can call you one evening and we can just chat. Doesn't have to be about anything specific. Okay. If there is something that you want to talk about specific, you can ask.
I think my idea when I put it down was just shooting the breeze. It just even just discussing daily life and knowing that Triland and Starlight are going through the same type of struggles, or just struggles in of their own. You know, they're going through struggles just like we are. And it's like, okay, we're not the only ones. And it's just like a dip into the pool of sanity, if you will.
Sure. I'm open to whatever anybody would like. Some also said they want me to make myself more available to talk when you have an issue. I am available. Just send me a text. I will make the time for you. My job is pretty crazy right now. I've actually been looking for another job. I interviewed with a company. I haven't heard anything. But I'm trying my best to not let that interfere. But I can't say that it isn't, because Tranquility and I have been trying to do a healing for 2 or 3 weeks, and we have to keep moving the date because just all kinds of stupid is happening on both sides of our lives. So it's okay. But I still have a list of those who asked me for a healing, and you are on my list, and I will move forward and get that taken care of. If you would like to set up a time or a day, email me and let me know what days you're available, and Starlight and I will discuss what would work, and then we'll contact you and go, yeah, we can talk to you on this day. If you want to do it once a month or something, or twice a month, you let us know. You know, all we're doing here is sitting and watching TV. We're not doing anything like solving the world's problems. So send me an email. Yeah. Let me know what you would like. Not yet.
All right.
Others said it would be nice to have Starlight and myself come for a visit. Of course, with the whole COVID thing, that kind of puts a cramp on everything, unless we wrap our faces with plastic wrap, which, you know, I'm open to. But we'll figure that out as time goes. Someone wrote and asked, can we have more teaching moments? I am trying to come up with things every month. Sometimes I have a plethora of things to discuss. And then there's also times where I know that you have had some experiences or would like to share different things with everybody. And I try to do a balance of teaching moments with experiences. I want everybody to remember that this meeting is not mine. It's ours. And it's an opportunity for everybody to learn from each other and share. And I'll tell you, last month was the first month, I would say this year, or even in years, where every single Guardian participated in the phone conversation, which touched my heart deeply that everybody participated. Yeah, granted, it got a little heated a couple times, and that's okay, because then you guys took it upon yourselves to make peace afterwards, which is what this is all about. It's about sharing our insights. It's about respecting each other, our beliefs, and our understanding of different things. And when we don't completely understand something, then we need to discuss it one-on-one with each other. So I appreciate that. Is there other things that I've missed that you sent me and I didn't get that you'd like to bring up now? I also want to tell you that I wasn't offended by anything anybody said. If you're my friends and we want to make this whole thing succeed, then you got to be honest with me and I can take it. Nobody was rude or disrespectful. Was it easy to hear everything? No, it wasn't. But it wasn't that I sat there and went, well, that's a load of crap and I don't know where they're coming from. You were all justified in what you said. And I will adjust to make myself more available because we miss you guys a lot. And I would say that we also took for granted that we could come and see each other anytime we wanted to or spend time with each other. I can honestly say that you up in Canada, you are on my heart constantly.
Amen.
All of you up there. All
Thank
of you.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. Isn't
that
a day that goes by that we don't think about you and your situations that are going on? Aquos and Helen, we're completely aware of your struggles and we've been praying for you and yours too, Tranquility and Tom and all those things that you fight through. You're in our hearts. You're in our prayers. I don't want you to think that we aren't thinking of you. And I would very much like to arrange phone calls with you guys too.
Thank you.
It would be nice to connect more than we are once a month. And I know that sometimes these meetings, they delve into so much that there's other things that we would like to talk about, but nobody wants to bring them up. So I'm thinking on this one-to-one that we get with you and your family, then we can delve into those things more if you'd like to. And even if you want to make a list of things that you don't want to openly discuss as a group with everybody, but you'd be happy to discuss them with the two of us. Or if you want to say, I would like to just talk to you, Triland, fine, then I'll make the time to just talk to you. It's completely flexible with whatever you want, however you want it. Okay? And that goes for also Fred and Kathy too. I know that we've spent time with you guys as well. And though you keep telling me you're not a guardian, you're still part of this team. And then spouses, you're all part of this because we need your support and your prayers. Anybody have anything else they'd like to add?
Can I add another idea?
Sure.
Most times when we get on these calls, I reground myself and run energy and make sure I'm in a good place and all. But what if one month we just did a meditation where you led us, we went through it, and then while we're in meditation, we maybe do something and we share our experiences while it's happening.
We've
never done anything like that. What's that again?
Let's take more of hell over.
Yeah, exactly.
plant more flags for Father.
And that's just an idea. But Triland, I'm sure you could have some good ideas concerning that. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
That's an awesome idea.
Because the one thing that I miss, what I miss about our time together is that we get to share back and forth spiritual experiences and experiences of faith. And that's really what we need, especially as a team. We need to be able to hear from our teammates the experiences of faith that they're having and then the experiences that they're having. And we don't quite do that enough.
I agree. Anybody else? Okay. So send me an email. Let me know what you think. I didn't have a lot for the meeting today. I wasn't sure how much time we'd take up with this section of it. I had sent an email out yesterday asking for everybody to send me your team information. Just so you're aware, you do not have a counseling angel anymore. You basically just have a healing master and a lead angel. And if you are not comfortable with a archangel being your lead angel, that's fine. Find an angel, train with that angel. And then Father has asked us as guardians to train with all of the guardian angels, or I'm sorry, archangels now. So send me that information. I think I got most of your addresses and phone numbers correct. I talked to Blazar yesterday and he informed me that I completely forgot him on that list. I was embarrassed. I apologized. He said it was no big deal. And I said, but it is a big deal. So I will add him to the list I already have. But if you can get me that information by Wednesday, I would appreciate it. If you don't know who your healing master is, then find out. Ask Father to provide one to you. I also spent time yesterday updating the dailies, which I hadn't looked at for 3 years, and some things have changed. I will email those out to everyone. And then Fred had emailed me that there was a problem with the site. And so, Fred, if you could take a few minutes and share with everybody what happened with the site and what we're going to do to get that all squared away, I appreciate that.
Basically, what happened is I switched host providers because the other one had raised their rates about $100 a year. And I found another company that has just as good support and is located here in the United States instead of Romania or wherever they were. And during the transfer, the new company found out that of all the sites that I host for other companies, the only one that was infected was Team Supplanter. And it was infected with malware. And they wanted an exorbitant fee to get rid of the malware. And I thought, no, I'll just rebuild the site. And I tried to do it myself. They told me how to get rid of the malware myself. We tried it. That was unsuccessful. There was a couple plugins that I could try to use. I couldn't even get into the back office. So I just decided to copy all the files into my hard drive and rebuild it from scratch. So basically, we're making lemonade out of lemons. And you'll see on the site, basically, this is the start of it. It's just a really quick mock-up. I'm going to have each year posted. You'll have all the documents and all the audio files by year now. Down here, we'll have team resources, world religions, team information, past watchwords. If there's any other category or anything you want on it, let me know. I'm going to also have some upcoming meetings. I'll have them scheduled out for like 3 months at a time. And then I'll also have the full calendar schedule. And I'm going to put a couple more things down too. So I'm still working on the color scheme and things like that. The menu will have information also on it also. So that's basically what we're doing. And I hope to have it done by next week.
So thank you for doing that, Fred.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Does anybody have anything they would like to share? We still have 15 minutes left.
Can I share a short story?
Yep.
So in the past 3 weeks, I ground and I run energy and everything is fine. But it seems like I was losing my patience too fast and too often throughout the day. Right away, or a few seconds later, I'd say, I'm really sorry, Father, I'm sorry. People noticed around me. Derek mentioned that he and Lauren talked. I know you guys are here, but that they were noticing. But I thought everything was fine. But things were getting to me, and I was just so overwhelmed with all of the jobs that we have coming up and just organizing everything. And it was kind of strange. Well, the other day I wanted to call someone, and I was thinking, okay, who can I call? I can call Donnie, but he might not be up yet because, you know, he likes to sleep in just a little bit. Call Diane, but, you know, this is a bad time because she's probably feeding the kids. And I thought of Bob, and he showed up. And I said, oh, it's been too long. I'm so sorry. And I, first question, how is it going? He said, it's so exciting right now. And I said, really? He said, yeah, it's so exciting. And I said, so all of this stuff that we're dealing with here, he said, that has no bearing on it. That's in the world. What's going on in eternity, eternity is different than the temporal. And when he said that, a weight lifted off of me. And I realized that even though we think the world isn't getting in, it is. And when he said that, I was excited. And I said, okay, I'll do better. And then I looked around and I could see how the spirits were just like right on the outside of my space. And they were just waiting to throw something in my path so that I would lose it for a second. And now I have a clearer picture. It was really nice. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I have a cool experience, if I can share it real quick. So this was with Q golfing yesterday. So Q, if you want to jump in and say anything.
Go ahead.
For those who don't know, when we go golfing, we tend to hunt for golf balls just because it's a lot less expensive and it's fun. Q was rooting around in the woods while I was taking a shot, and he brought a club with him to kind of dig around. And long story short, he found a bunch, set the club down, threw the balls out, came out of the woods, got back in the cart, started doing our thing, got a ways up, and he said, oh crap, I can't find this club. And I hear him rooting around inside the bag, and it's just not there. It's not in the place where it normally is. He checked every other spot, wasn't there, it was gone. So we went back, started looking in the woods, and I heard him say, Father, please help me find this. I know it's a material thing and it doesn't really matter, but it would just be nice to find this. It would suck to have to spend money on something again. And a few minutes go by, we're looking around, can't find it anywhere. So he says, all right, it's fine. We got to move on. Let's just go. So we get back up to the cart, go find his ball, and get there. And he says, crap, I really need this club for this shot. That would be great. And he gets around to his bag, and it's in its spot. It was so cool. Just Father showing what he can do. Like, the club was absolutely not there. Neither of us could find it. And then all of a sudden, it's in the bag.
Yeah, and we just looked at each other. He's so cool.
Yeah, the faith of a Q. Awesome. Anybody else?
Well, hi, this is Cindy.
Hi.
I just want to say that yesterday was Dan's birthday, and I have the most amazing son-in-law in the whole wide world because he hangs with him all day, and it's just incredible.
Oh, yeah, we had fun. Yeah, we played a lot of games, and I can only have about two drinks before I get a headache. Said, you know what? I'm just going to do it, and I'm just going to keep having fun. And I was a little bit interesting, but I wasn't bad.
We gave him a pass because it was his birthday.
Nice.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Atmos.
Yes.
I just wanted to apologize for last month because, as I've told Trilandon and Q and Nuke, I allowed a spirit to enter my space and to allow me to ask a question, ask questions in a specific manner, which I knew was going to drive some rage. To put it simply, I knew exactly what I was doing when I was doing it. While the questions in my mind were valid, the way they came across were not. So I just wanted to apologize for the whole team for allowing that to happen. It's not something that that should have happened, but it did. So I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
I'm really happy that it happened, because at most, look at the conversation that we had afterwards. You know, we don't get a whole lot of time to just talk like that. And it was awesome. And it was enlightening for both of us. And cool. So thank you for apologizing. But when we think about the things that we have to go through in life and the things that happen, they happen for reasons. And even though the thing that happens looks on the outside like it's bad or whatever, the outcome is what matters. And I wouldn't change it for anything. I apologize for coming across so aggressively, because I did. And I didn't, I listened to it later and goes, oh man, did I really sound like that? But you know, I just jumped. But I'm happy that it did that, because you know, our conversation was phenomenal afterwards.
Yeah, same here, Atmos. I mean, it was nice to catch up again after that, and it sucks that it took that situation to get us to that point, but like Q said, I'm happy it happened, because look at where we are now.
Yeah, I agree. And like I said, I got to say thank you to Q, because he reached out to me, because there was no way I was going to reach out to him. I was human and had no good thing to say in any good way. but he reached out to me, and I can say I swallowed my pride and tried to understand where he was coming from. And then I realized how much, you know, of an ass I was being by allowing a spirit to kind of push me in that direction, because I knew what I was doing. And so again,
thank you everyone for making peace. And you could call each other when you don't have a disagreement too. That's okay.
No, that's too complicated. I don't think that I can
too complicated. All right, fine. All right. All right. Our next team meeting is Sunday, September 13th, and I asked Nucleos to pray. Nuke. Thank you everyone for participating, calling in.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to come together as a team. Thank you for joining our hearts and providing your peace, your love, and your guidance over all of us. We've shared such amazing experiences on this call alone, and we know that more will come in the future as we learn more of your plan and see it unfold. And Father, please be with Blazar and Sandy and her father and all of their family. Please, Father, provide your guidance. Show them your love. We know that everything is in your hands and that you will take care of them. But they still need to feel your love and your presence. Father, please be with those in eternity that we think of constantly, that we pray for constantly. Whether they come up in conversation or not, Father, please know that they are on our hearts, and please provide for them as well. We look forward to continuing this fellowship that we have in this moment as guardians. And Father, please continue to open our hearts, open our eyes, help us to see what you need us to see, what you want us to see in any given situation. Help us to continue to grow together as a team and become stronger. Father, if there's anything that I'm not thinking of, that I'm not saying, I know that you will cover it. Please continue to be with us and send your son soon. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Love you guys. Have a great week.
Love you all.